go for the final life theming podcast of the year. This is to wrap up December Stars. Great theme, Louise.
Hello, and who's Louise? Please tell us who is Louise.
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with me. Denise.
Oh, you just said it so matter of fact, like, and thank you, Louise. I was like, oh.
My head's not in the right place.
Well, thank you,
it
Louise.
Was a great theme.
Thank you,
Denise.
And Louise, well, whoever Louise is.
Whoever Louise is. So, yeah, it's been an extremely good theme. And I was thinking earlier that I'm actually quite glad that Christmas comes and then kind of all the Christmas songs you've been listening to and stuff you just don't really want to listen to anymore, because I feel like I've reconnected very well with the Stars songs now, and really thought about Stars in this kind of mid-Christmas and New Year time.
Yeah, it's a good time of year to do Stars. The skies are dark enough. Christmas stars are out, and it's a good theme to do when it's festive. But also, universally, stars have been around us and in media as well as in the solar system.
Well, some might say that stars have been around for even longer than humans have.
Yeah. Well, we're all stars, aren't we? We're all just stardust.
Oh, that might link to one of my top 10 things. Because what we do when we wrap up these months is we talk about our top 10 things about the theme, with 5 specific things each that has really stuck with us from the month. And that's what we do. So who's going to go first?
Well, sure. I'll take the baton.
Go for it.
And I'll start the number one out of top 10 things about stars. I'll go with a song. Playlist was quite strong this month because there's lots of songs about stars. Some I didn't know and many I did. So I'm going to go with a song that I learned, a new song, which is by White Birch. And it's simply called Star. And I choose it because it's an unknown song on the playlist that every time I heard it, it kind of stood out. And I thought, oh, I quite like that song. And I had to check it a few times because I wasn't that familiar with it. But it's a nice...
What do you mean, check it?
Check it. I like there's a lyric about dancing to glow in the starlit snow.
Oh, can you give us a little rendition?
No.
Go on.
It's one of those songs I still don't know that well. I've only known it for the last 2 or 3 weeks. But I couldn't sing it to you because I can't remember. But when I hear it, I really like it. And that's why it's a bit of an enigma. So, Star by... is it Silver Birch? White Birch is my number one recommendation or best thing about stars from the month.
Well, I've got all sorts of star songs, I could say. So... and some of them are very well known, like Moby, We're All Made of Stars, which I really love, and some of them are lesser well known. But I'm going to go for Swinging on a Star, because it's a very big family favourite of ours, the Glaister side of the family. And would you like to swing on a star?
Whoa.
Carry moonbeams home in a jar.
Whoa.
Et cetera, et cetera. And it's a very good fun song to sing. But even more specifically, even though we didn't have this on the playlist this month, because someone had already suggested Bing Crosby, but it's the Little Eva version. So Little Eva's famous for the Locomotion.
Oh, yeah.
But she also does a great version of Swinging on a Star. Duetting with someone. I'm not sure, he wasn't as memorable, but that's my recommendation. So I'll go next, and my next is just a general experience, and I've been having some really enjoying having some deep thoughts about this today, and it's stargazing. And I was reading an article, and it was all about how the psychology of it and how your ego erodes. It was kind of like a spiritual psychology thing, but your ego erodes when you're staring at the stars, because the shift in scale, you feel more reduced, but you also get a sense of being smaller in terms of time scales as well, because they're so, the light years and the distance, and the fact that those stars might not even exist anymore. They might have died out by the time the light gets to you, etc., etc., all these different things. But I find it very powerful, and you mentioned Stardust earlier, to kind of remember that we are literally made up of elements that were formed within stars. So we really are, when we're looking at the stars, looking at where we came from. And sometimes awe and wonder can be hard things to access. But looking at the stars can really help with that. And I went for a nice walk this month and saw the Milky Way. It was a very dark night and it was beautiful.
Where were you when you went for that walk?
Just behind the house, just on the way around that frozen lake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I saw the Milky Way. It's been quite cloudy, so we haven't had that many times to see the stars.
It was here in Orkney, though, wasn't
it? Oh, yeah, it was here in Orkney. And the other thing that I don't know if you can find it on Google, but you can see these magnifications of the neurons of a human's brain, like neural pathways. That's like the microcosm. But then if you go to the macrocosm, you can see these like deep space imaging of the structure of the universe. And they look practically the same, like the same kind of shape within our brains and within the structure of the universe between galaxies and things. I just find that amazing. I just find it. We're all connected and it's very, very mysterious.
Mm.
So I would say stargazing is my number
the number three
yeah. top thing about stars.
Boy, that was deep.
Cheers.
I'll bring it up to a more shallow level.
Nice. Or down to a more shallow level.
Down or up?
Up and down.
I feel
up
like
and down.
I feel like we are down in the depths and now I'm going to bring everyone back to the surface again.
Cool. Go for it.
Number four, an experience. I'm staring at our Christmas tree and it's literally littered with stars. Origami stars. And I haven't had so much fun with origami since our origami theme two or three years ago. But it was just really quite meditative. Like once I'd learned how to create a 5-point star, origami star, I really enjoyed just a couple of evenings of the month making lots and lots of stars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were really good. I remember because they didn't use a square sheet of paper, I remember being a bit resistant to them.
Yeah, you had to cut and make a square and then you had to make it into a pentagon.
Yeah.
To get the 5 points and then make the origami star. So yeah, there's quite a process to it, but once you get into it and
they're so beautiful.
They work really well. Both we've got white stars and then we've got lots of coloured ones. And then story is that I was making a 7-pointed star out of a newspaper in a pub in Kirkwall in Orkney.
Which never actually worked.
No, it really failed. But in the process of me trying to make this very large star to commemorate our evening of where we, you know, what we were doing, this man came up to us. He was very curious as to what we were doing and he was very direct and he basically introduced himself and he somehow, from me making a star, and we had scissors and sellotape and things on the table, so we looked very creative. A bit weird in a pub, I've got to say. But he got into his head that we were some kind of sustainable recycling experts.
Should we act it out? I'll be him.
Sure.
All right, mate. No, he wasn't from London, was he? He was from
Wakefield. Barnsley.
Barnsley. All right,
Duck.
All right, so so can I just ask you, mate, what are you doing?
I am making a 7-pointed origami star.
Right, well, this is what I need to tell you. I own the Kirkwall Airport.
You own the whole airport?
No, the Kirkwall Airport bar.
Oh, the bar.
I'm taking over it, but it's not doing that well. And we need to be really eco-friendly. And I can see that you are a recycling expert.
Oh, no.
You are. Look at what you're doing.
I'm just cutting up a bit of newspaper.
No, you're an expert. So you're going to come. We're going to give you a breakfast. And then in return, you can have anything on the breakfast menu. Don't have the vegan one. That's horrible. But you can have the normal one. And then in return for that, you can tell us what we should do.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
To renovate our bar and restaurant and become, you know, more green and eco-friendly.
Oh, no. I can only make an origami star. I don't know.
Hey, treacle, come over, meet these guys. they're recycling experts.
Who's Treacle?
She's my wife. She's come up from Kent, Chatham in Kent, and she's also running this hotel. Oh yes.
Yes. No, they don't speak like that in Chatham, Ken. I have to do Treacle. All right, geezers, how you doing?
We're fine, but we're not recycling experts. We're just doing origami.
Oh, I think you are, mate. Chuck, I can't do it. I've lost my Chatham accent.
So that's what happened.
I'll do you a fry up.
Oh, I'll do. Yeah, she said that.
I'll do you a fry up if you just show us how to be more green. So what do you think? What do you think, folks? Do you think we can go to Kirkwall Airport and transform the cafe bar there into a green space?
I don't think so. I think we could probably give some recommendations, but it frightened me how much he thought we were.
I think we can take our scissors and sellotape and plaster it all with origami stars, and that's it.
I don't think that's what he wants.
But that's what. That's what we were doing. That's what we were doing. Anyway, so I'm really digressing, but the origami, making the origami, even when you're out in a pub or wherever, is very therapeutic. It's a lot of fun, very creative, and we stuck things on them, and they look really good on a Christmas tree or as a decoration. So that's my number four. My number five, I'm going to go for food, and it is a star bar, and I was so happy when we went into this very random suburban post office, mm-hmm. just in the middle of nowhere, and you managed to find a star bar. I think it's Cadbury's, isn't it? So I was really happy to try it again. I hadn't had it for years. It was very tasty. It's kind of like a Boost, I think, wouldn't you say?
Or a Maverick bar. Boost, but with lots of peanuts.
A Boost with more peanuts. So yeah, look for a star bar. If you've never had it before, it's worth a try. It took me back to my childhood. That's my number five.
Well, I'll do a taste as well. I don't always do that, but I will do the seven-pointed star because I did think this was absolutely delicious. So it's cocktail. Alexandra recommended it. And it's basically, imagine mulled wine syrup in whiskey with a bit of egg white.
Ooh.
And lemon. Yeah,
shove an omelette in there. Oh. No.
But it all... Can you remember the seven... pointed, this is what I liked about it, was there were seven different spices.
We're back to 7 points again. I was trying to make a 7 point star.
Yeah, you were pioneering. There was
cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Cloves.
Star anise.
Paprika.
Paprika. Black pepper.
Oh, I was going to say peppercorn. Was it turmeric?
No. Oh. No turmeric.
Nutmeg?
No nutmeg. There was a whisper of vanilla.
Oh, the whisper of vanilla. And one more, that's six.
Oh, I can't remember. Cardamom.
Of course. Is it the king? No, the queen.
The queen
the
of
queen
coffee.
Of spices.
The queen of spices.
Yeah, the king is the peppercorn.
Oh,
yeah.
So the king was shoved in it.
The king and the queen were shoved in.
Well, I don't know what vanilla was.
Oh, that's like the old dame.
Ah! Stop it! Stop it!
I don't know. Paprika, the jester.
Stop it! The movie laugh. So anyway, it was absolutely delicious. I think when we rated it, it got like 89.5%. It's basically a high outstanding cocktail, or at least mid outstanding, and it was so delicious. The only thing I didn't like about it was the way the egg white kind of went gloopy in the bottom, like tapioca.
We didn't strain it properly. No. That's our issue. That's not the cocktail's fault. But yeah, I didn't enjoy that part of the cocktail. But imagining that if you can do it properly, oh my goodness, if you get it all nice and frothy.
And you can always use, how they say, aquafaba, which is
I don't know
the vegan juice from a chickpea can.
I'm sure that's going to be the same, is it?
I think it'd be even nicer.
What do you think? Oh, okay. All right, that's number six. What's your number seven?
Oh, so many things I could say. Starfish story. So I'll tell you the story briefly. There's a young girl, and she walks on a beach, and she sees thousands of starfish marooned, starving to death. Or no, not starving to death. What are they doing? They're dying of starvation. No, dying of dehydration. Dying of thirst.
They're suffocating.
Suffocating. Asphyxiation.
Because they're used to breathing in water, not in air.
Yeah, so they're asphyxiating on the beach. And
oh my goodness, it sounds awful.
And she picks up a starfish at a time and flings them in to try and rescue this. And this old lady goes past and says, "What are you doing, you stupid girl? Why bother? Why bother trying to save any of them? There's so many of them, you'll never save them."
Won't save them all.
Won't save them all. And it's not going to make any difference. And the girl says, "Well, it makes a difference to that one." And she picks one up and throws it in. And then the old lady cries and goes, "Oh, you're right." And she joins in. And then some other people from the community wander past and start to join in. And then the local town come in on a busload. And
wow,
they're the travelling circus. They all, the news spreads fast. It goes viral.
I think the starfish might have died by the time... By the time the word got round, they don't stay on the beach like holding their breath for that long.
So, but the moral of the story, the end of the story is that all the starfish were rescued and everyone worked together, but they followed the girl's example because it made a difference to that one. And that's a very good story about kindness.
Yeah, I like that.
So that's my favourite.
Making a difference
top
to the one.
Seven thing about stars is the starfish story.
Nice. Okay, well, I will go with talking of stories, I'll go with a film that we watched. I'm actually going to go for Star Trek. We watched one of the Star Trek films, which happened to be the second one. I don't know why we went for that one, probably because it had the best ratings. The Man with the Boobs.
Wrath of Khan.
Khan. He had quite a frontage, I thought.
Yeah, brilliant. I loved it.
But Star Trek in itself is quite good. I forget that it's once you get into it, it's quite watchable. It's quite deep as well, some of the themes. I'm sure any of you that ever watched any kind of Star Trek, whether it's The Next Generation or Babylon 5, is it? Or
Battlestar Galactica.
And Deep Space Nine. There's so many. But they're quite inventive and imaginative and quite deep. And it was quite enjoyable to reconnect with that. So I think Star Trek is worth watching at some point. Obviously connected to stars, but much more than that. So that's my...
That's your eight. I think. So
yeah.
Now you're on your nine.
My nine. So I think I'm going to go for another song because it was such a strong playlist. And I'm going to go for a song that I actually knew but hadn't really connected with for some time, and you probably won't be surprised that it's Kiki D and Star, because it brings me back to my childhood, because it was used as a theme tune for Opportunity Knocks, which I used to watch as a kid, my family. So that I didn't actually know that was a...
Can you sing this one?
Single. No, I'm not going to sing. Star... That's what you wanted.
Very good.
I wish I could put the makeup on and be more like Kiki D. She looks fabulous in her 80s gear. But yeah, I didn't know the song was a hit. I thought it was just a theme tune to the TV show. And then years later, I think I heard it on the radio and thought, oh, that is actually a song. Oh, it's Kiki D. Oh, I thought, yeah, I only knew her from the duet with Elton John. It's really good. She's really good. And it's good meaning. A lot of the songs tended to talk about people wanting to be stars and how empty it is and how they trick you and they lie to you and it's bad. And so that's quite a running theme, I think, with some of the star songs. But it's true. And Kiki's wise to that. So that's my... If you don't know the song, give it a go. Yeah, have a listen, and that's my number nine. What's number 10, Joshua?
Oh, well, this is a total last-minute one, because I was going to say Origami Stars, and you said that. So I'm going to say getting a star chart done, which is something that I've had done before, and it's like an astrology thing, and I know a lot of people their eyes will be rotating in their sockets because they'll be cynical about astrology.
Oh.
And I was also quite cynical, but I had my star chart done. You put in your dates and it reads it out, and it really does seem like me. And there's a particular astrologer called Pam Gregory that I've been listening to some of her videos on the tube.
The tube.
The internet tube. And I think she's really good, a really lovely energy, wise woman. And she is kind of making me think that astrology might have some wisdom in it after all. So, yes, getting a star chart, astrological star chart.
How would one get a star chart?
Well, lots of people offer free ones online. But yeah, so Pam Gregory you could go to.
Is that who you went and got it from?
Yeah, I got one.
From her?
Yeah. No, but yeah, but it was just like a free one.
Did she actually message you?
No.
Oh. Was it an automated...
Well, it's just all automated, but you know, because it just... I don't know how it works. But anyway, your eyes might be rotating wildly in their sockets. You might be even spinning in your boots.
In your chair? Spinning in your boots. Spinning round and round and round.
But I do...
Like
but I'm
Kylie Minogue.
But I'm bold. I'm bold and brazen. And I'm full of enthusiasm for Pam Gregory.
Joie de vivre.
So I don't mind if people think it's a load of old tosh.
Oh, I'm sure
there might be something in it. Well, I'm sure there is something in it.
For you, maybe.
Because because if the moon can exert all that pull on the tides and the sun is so powerful in terms of the weather and everything, you know, life on Earth, then you'd think that other celestial bodies might have some mysterious influence, even if it's subtle. So, especially when we're so intricately connected.
Oh, you're going around in circles. I like that. Mm. Back to us being made of stardust. It's good to have an open mind.
Yes. Always. It's getting near to the next month.
Oh, well, you've moved that on.
No, I just caught an eye on the time.
Well, but we're not there yet, but we are coming up to a close of the month of stars and the year 2022.
I know. So thank you, Denise. That was a great theme.
Thank you, Louise, as well.
and what we, those of you who have already asked us via email to tell you more about what's going to happen in 2023 with life theming, then we've let you know. If you're not sure, and we're probably not going to go into it in a lot of detail now, so if you're not sure, just send Adam or me a text or a WhatsApp or an email asking us to explain. But basically it's being stripped right back to the essence of what we want life theming to be all about, to give us all the freedom to do it in the way that feels most aligned with our own fun and our own way of doing things.
Artistry as well. I think it's evolved and changed over the years. We've been doing it now for, it's coming up to 10 years. Actually, it's 2023 will be kind of our 10-year anniversary of themes.
Oh, it will.
Which is exciting. We started in April 2013. With the open houses of Brighton, and it morphed from a theme of open houses into some very strange and bizarre themes at the beginning, and then they started to become more kind of more defined and tangible as we know them now. But it has over the 10 years had many different guises and many different things we've tried.
Yeah, and lovely community that's formed around it. And We thought, oh, it could be like a social network thing. We'd all get an app and tried all different things. But then I think we've kind of come to the realization that we absolutely love life theming. And we also don't feel like we need to contribute to more digital distraction, like another app that people need to go on or another social network people need to keep up with. When there's just a much more kind of simple and personal way that we can life theme if we're passionate about it in our own way.
Yeah, and there are ways of being connected and staying connected, which we are going to see in the next few months and the next year. And we trust that it feels right, and we trust it's going to evolve into a new direction where it needs to go. For us, it does feel like a moving work of art. It feels more conceptual, and we're very excited as to what that can mean for us and for the themes that we'll encounter, and you too as well. It could be a part of that, and we can still have fun exploring new territories, new themes, new ideas each month, because I know some of you have really gotten into that over the past few years.
Yep, definitely. And big thank you to all of you who've contributed your various suggestions and wonderful ideas and voted and things throughout the year so far. But this is not the end.
No, it certainly is not the end. Just changing shape. Really, it's a new beginning, and that's very exciting. And we hope you can continue with us as it goes into the new year, into a new beginning.
And so, on that note,
yeah, what is going to be the new theme for the new year and into the new start of life theming?
Well, interestingly, this is we've done a few kind of famous people in the past, but they've all been slightly diva-ish ladies. Marilyn Monroe, Dolly Parton, and Grace Jones.
Yep.
So now we have our first male celebrity artist, let's say, rather than celebrity.
Yeah, and I think it's quite fitting that we recognise this artist, and because of someone who's quite groundbreaking, somebody who had his own vision and real sense of purpose and just great... great imagination, great creativity. So a real inspiration already, and we don't really know him that well. So
no, I'm excited to get stuck in and learn more about David
Bowie.
Bowie
or Bowie?
I'm sure by the end of the month we'll have finally decided that for ourselves. And it's easy to do crossovers with him. Starman, Black Star... or Dark Star?
Dark Star. Dark yeah, Star. He's got an album called
Dark Star. No, it's Black Star.
No, it's Black Star. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Stardust, did he ever...
I think he's got one called Ziggy Stardust.
Of course.
So there's all sorts.
I think he's quite obsessed with stars as it is. And so we're going to segue from stars into David Bowie and Ziggy Stardust. And we'll just learn more about him, watch some of his films... podcast, obviously go through his albums and learn from him.
Yeah.
What can we learn?
And yeah, if you're interested to explore that with us, keep connected with us by email, texts, WhatsApp, whatever, and we'll have some fun with David Bowie. And we'd love to hear your suggestions for February 23's theme as well.
Yeah, of course. You can stay connected with us and just let us know directly up to the 20th as normal, and then there'll be voting if you want to continue doing that. But anyway, that's going ahead into February. But Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year. Here's to an amazing one. And let's do a little bit of a crossover song just as we approach the new year. There's a starman waiting in the sky. He'd like to come and meet us. But he thinks he'll be alright. Blow my mind.
No. Yeah. A starman.
Wonderful.
Oh, we obviously don't know the song that well. We couldn't even sing the lyrics of the chorus. Well,
I think that was a wonderful way to end. Oh, and we'll learn more. We'll get it even better for next
time. We will.
Time.
We'll start practicing. But anyway, we hope you've had an amazing month of stars, and I hope you've had lots of lovely moments and insights and times and music, and we know it's been Christmas as well, and maybe noticed stars across the Christmas period, and we wish you well for 2023. Hope to speak to you, see you at some point, and if we don't in the next month, we hope we will across the year.
And as Jamelia said, you're some kind of superstar. All of you, you're some kind of superstar. You are.
Thank you, Joshua.
Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Keep those stars spinning.
Life theming.